I have to teach my daughter the obvious things, guys. Like, sure. I'm saying that it's not rocket science. There's obvious things about life that you know are good and some are bad. You
bro,
know,
that's like, around.
Be kind to others. Love others.
Sure.
And you can't teach that to your kid if you don't show that to your kid.
Hi, my name is Kgabo Legora and my guest today is Kabelo Tate. Man, this dude has run, I don't know how many comrades marathons, and is heavily into physical health. And today we are talking about physical health as a man in your home with your kids. Let's get to it. What it is.
That's what it is.
What's up?
What's going on?
I'm good, bro. Guys, today I am with... Where did I start, man? I met this dude on set years ago, probably 3-4 years ago. We were shooting a music video. He was shooting, directing the photography for a music video for Mikasa. And I've been following him since. And then I've seen him running comrades marathons, doing fitness things all over the place. Kabelo Tate. What's up, bro?
I always felt like someone was following me. That was you.
Where?
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, bro. It's been a while. I haven't seen you in a while, bro.
I know, right?
You're doing a lot.
Yeah. Thank God for social media because we can all just keep tabs on each other.
Yeah.
So.
Now you're doing a lot, bro.
I guess.
It looks like it.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of great things.
Trying.
So, I mean, like, bro, I started this podcast talking about just being a dad.
Right.
And I know, like, a big thing that has to go into this thing is that I single out one thing about each guy that kind of stands out for me.
Mm-hmm.
For you, having followed you for this long, it's been you and your how you prioritize just physical health.
Right.
I know it's a big thing, bro. Even without you having even said something on that chocolate set, bro, I saw you like turning down carbs and just having peanuts on the side, running to the next point of the set. I'm like, jeepers, what's happening here?
Fitness is, it's important to me.
Yeah.
It hasn't always been an important thing to me.
Really?
Really. I mean, I've always played sports. In high school, whatever, you know, but, and when I say fitness, I sort of talk about holistically, like sort of a change of lifestyle, what you eat.
And,
what I mean? Not just going to gym.
I get you, yeah.
So, it became very important to me, I think roughly around, here's the crazy thing. The crazy thing, right? You know how I always, when I talk to people that don't drink anymore, right? And I'm always like, why don't you drink anymore? Something must have happened in your life. Because I always sort of feel like there's an event that happened that made you sit back and be like, man, maybe I should just, I gotta change, man. I gotta be better. You know what I mean? And if that's happened to you before, to anybody, I mean, you know, be grateful for that because, you know, when you want to make a change yourself personally, then no one can stop you.
Yeah.
So going back to that. So my wife right now, right? Funny story is that something happened before we got married and then she broke up with me, right? And it was around a December, sort of living my best young life as all young people do. You know, sort of priorities all over the place. You know what I mean? You think you know, but you have no idea. So she broke up with me and it was weird. I was just sitting at my house one day and I was like, bro, you just got to be better. Like this can't be what you are. You know what I mean? And especially because I come from a good home. You know, my dad is he's an amazing role model. So is my mom.
Yeah,
they've been married for like 45 years.
Yeah,
can you even imagine that being married to someone for 45 years? B, that's another podcast for another time.
No, bro. Like you know, the epiphany kind of like that. Just that moment hit me one day. I'm like, yeah, this is it.
You know what I mean?
This is it, bro.
Yeah. So I changed when my wife left me.
Sure.
And I wasn't changing to get her back.
Ah.
I was like, let me change so I don't lose other good things in my life.
Sure.
You know, whatever that might be.
Because it has to be for you first.
Because you also don't realize that when you put yourself in a weird unhealthy box, you're closing yourself out for really good opportunities to come. Sure. Because good energies will follow good people.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, so I was actually just doing it because I was like, yeah, let me just be better. And then I ended up doing it, getting fitter, and then sort of entering the Bar One man hunt. And then I was a contestant on the Bar One man hunt.
Is that where you started?
That's where it started. That's right. Hectic. That's when I was like, and then my wife sort of kind of came back to me. I didn't
after,
even have to
after
go.
The Bar One
she
challenge.
Literally rocked up. Not even. Nah. No. But so she rocked up at my house and she was like, yo, man, like,
sure,
let's try.
Sure.
You know, and I realized then I was like, it's got to be a better person as a whole. And then it's just been, it's been sort of a snowball effect from there onwards. Because
and how many years ago is that, bro?
That was, I've been married to my wife now for 8 years. So that was like 9 years ago.
You are my
ago,
elder right now.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? Give me some coffee.
Yes,
man. So like I'm saying, just snowballed after that because then I realized that while doing the Bar One Manhunt, I thought I was fit and active. Mm. And I really wasn't pushing myself. This is before Comrades Marathons and all of that. And then I realized I can even be better than this. And then I became even better than when I thought. So now when I, here's the funny thing. When I look at, if I had to have a before and after picture, my before picture would be when I was on the Bar One Manhunt. And that's when I thought I had changed because that was my after picture for the before that.
And then you end up on magazines.
Then I was on Cosmo and then I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And then it also just, I realized it when you're the best version of yourself or trying to work to be the best version of yourself, man, you're just happier, G. So I have I have a certain zest for life. I mean, if people tell you who have worked with me on set, I'm all about energies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the older I get, the more I start to understand that be your energy and your vibe is so important to you and how you enjoy life, you know? That's why it's important to me what kind of energies I let into my space, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I don't feel you, I don't feel you, and that's okay. You're not avocado. Not everyone's meant to like you. You know what I mean, B? So it's we don't vibe. It's fine. Let me stay away from
I mean, like, bro, like for me, it's like, we fast forward now, we're dads. And I mean, I kind of have the same, probably not the same journey as you, but it's like I attended your fitness camp at some point.
Yeah.
But I mean, bro, go back to like maybe 10 years ago. And, you know, my journey was that I was obese.
Yeah.
I was obese, bro. And like exercise saved my life. To be honest.
Uh-huh.
And what you're saying about like energy and just like what you carry wherever you are is a big thing. And it's like, I think once I started prioritizing that as a whole, things just started changing. So like fast forward now when you're a dad.
Yeah.
And energy is, bro.
Homie, energy.
Bro.
Energy. Energy.
Bro.
And you got to keep up. So,
yes.
So the beautiful thing about like this thing I keep talking about being the best version of you is that when I then got into fitness, I didn't have a child then. I didn't have Uarabile then.
Yeah.
Or we didn't have Uarabile then.
Yeah.
And now we do. And it's allowed me to be literally like the best dad I can be. And when I talk about that, I talk about, you know, I always say to Kat, and you do it really well, you know, that let's not get caught up in sort of putting a monetary value on your presence as a dad. It's got nothing to do with money because kids don't understand that kind of stuff. What a kid understands is that's my dad. He's here right now.
That's
he's listening
moment.
To me right now.
That's that
he's
moment.
Laughing at my joke.
Sure.
He's whatever. You know, whatever it is because it's so important for me to be, first of all, I know I wanted to be a different dad to what my dad was to me. I'm not saying he was a bad dad.
100%. He's always a bad dad. You want to take it to the next level.
Because I got a different way of thinking.
100%,
And my daughter will be a different mom to her kids than what her mother is to her.
Yeah.
You know? So I know that I can keep up with my daughter. Mm. So I need to have the energy.
She energetic?
No matter how, no matter how, because my daughter doesn't understand that I had a long day on set.
Yes.
If I'm just like shrugging her off, I'm just that, this guy's a chump.
What I mean?
He doesn't understand that. So I've had to, you know, dress up, do nails at odd hours because
my wife's out of it.
But she needs to understand that I'm that source of energy for her, that she can come and talk to me about things. And so as a result, my daughter and I have, at 4 years old, I mean, the conversations that talk to her, like the things she says, I'm just like, wow, you know? And even boys, so she understands that there's boys and girls, and she understands that, you know, and we'll talk about these things. And it can only get better if we keep at it, and if I stay being the kind of dad, I think by the time, I'm on the right track, dude, because I want my daughter to be 16 and be like, someone offered me this, you know, it was so tough to say no, because everyone at school's doing it, dad, you know what I mean? I don't want my daughter to do it.
Just that level of openness.
Just that openness, you know, I really want to be a cool dad. I want to be a cool dad.
And my son is actually the same age as your daughter, bro.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that, actually.
So I didn't even know you were obese.
Oh, no, bro.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, no, bro.
I just always thought you were like
It was real,
dude,
bro.
Dude, I always thought you were like just the way you are right now.
No, it was real.
And all-around nice guy. Because you are like...
It was real. It was really? It was so real. Wow, I was obese, and then I just had one coach, like, late in high school that just, like... He decided that he's just going to like whoop me hardcore.
Right.
And just over in one, like in the space of 3 months, he broke me.
Right.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
There's just like that, just that peak where you just need to go over it, and then your body just wakes up to something. So by the time I like got to varsity and stuff, I was just like, I don't want to go back to where I was because man, it just was hard. Like if you're a dude and you're obese, like you know the stigmas and the stereotypes that are around that. Yeah. So I think when I got into exercise, I wanted to be my lifestyle. So like, fast forward me, I'm like times four. You now with kids, I got 4 kids, and I'm like, energy, bro. Now for me.
Well, I thought I need energy. You need,
bro.
You need Jesus.
Nah, yeah, bro. So like, you being on set, me, I'm traveling when I was still with the band now. And again, it's like you travel, you come back like in the morning and they just woke up. Like, and I'm like, all I want to do is just crash, bro. Like, and then they're like, they're ready.
Right.
Cause you haven't been around for the whole week. And I'm just like, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean like, and that's, so now, bro, you know that like, you know, there's a big statistic around in the world around just men and health and obesity. And it's such a big thing, bro.
It is, yeah.
Like, what's your thinking about that? Because, like, for me, it scares me because I was there.
Yeah.
Right? And I understand what the consequences or, like, the long-term effect of that is.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you live now with that reality as a dad?
Yeah. And, you know, it's not all sort of, you know, rainbows and shining stars and whatnot. It really is... It's a tough thing and it takes discipline because, you know, I always tell people that your body will be like your best accessory. If you feel comfortable it's not about a six pack.
Sure.
It's got nothing to do with 100%, six pack.
100%, I agree.
It's got everything to do with who you are and who you know you have the potential to be, which is, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's all it is.
Yes.
So if you're, that's what I always say to people. So going back to the sweat camps that we should have, you know what I mean? We'd have...
Bro, are those coming back?
We'd have like grannies right next to like your fittest person. Yeah. And one of them, we had like Lute Love right next to his granny.
Yeah.
Because it's all about a personal journey. And because you know when you're the best you.
Can we just pause here? I just remembered a moment when I was at the sweat camp. Sweat camp is like this boot camp that Kawelo started some like almost 2-3 years ago. And it was tough. I just remember one moment where I was still like doing my burpees and push-ups. And he came to me, he's like, listen, you better push yourself because I know that you can do more. And I mean, like, I felt it because I get what you're saying.
Homie, you were like, we don't know how great we can be.
Sure.
That is why I like... I have this thing. That's why Comrades Marathon is really close to my heart now and my family's heart.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I always say, as a human being, try do one thing a year that reminds you how great you are. Sure. And for me, it's Comrades
powerful,
Marathon is that. Because if you can run 90 kilometers, 90 kilometers, if anyone who's run Comrades Marathon will tell you.
No pressure, bro.
It breaks men with families of four. You know what I mean? So if you could do that, I mean, it just reminds you how great you are, dude. You're so good. You can be so much. And,
yeah.
And sometimes we get caught up in the things of life, you know. Mm. And then you get, you know, we now depression is a big thing.
Yeah.
And I totally get that. And that's why it's because of all these things you're going through.
Yeah.
It's your easy outlet is, oh, food or, oh, alcohol. Or, oh, bro. And that's easy.
Yeah.
That stuff is easy.
Yeah.
But the problem about that stuff is it's temporary.
Very temporary. I actually just Googled yesterday. I heard about this thing called serotonin.
Yeah.
And then they say like it's
this serotonin levels and whatnot.
Serotonin levels and all of that. It's like the feel good vibes and all of that stuff. And how exercise.
Yeah.
What it does, especially for a dude, the amount of testosterone that you you're able to release in that moment in time. Bro, you know, like a big thing, bro, in our society right now is that as a dad or as a husband or whatever, partner or whatever, is that guys just don't know where to take all of that, either the negativity that they're feeling or that amount of pressure or anger or all of that stuff. And bro, exercise is the place.
It's a great outlet, G.
Bro, and so like, I mean, what do you think? I really think about what is the benefit of what I do for my kids.
Yeah.
Right. So like, do you think that your daughter has the same vibe as you? Like,
yeah.
Don't. I mean, I probably just, she just feeds off of that.
And the thing is, so here's the thing, all right? Why it's also, as soon as you're a parent, you know, there's a great responsibility on your hands because, you know how they say kids are like a sponge.
Yeah.
So you can turn your kid into anything you want.
Mm.
That's the scary thing about it.
That's so very true.
If a child is born and all we eat in my house is donuts, and don't get me wrong, I'm a pastry lover. But I run 90 kilometers. But so like pastries, and you know, we don't drink water. We just drink fizzy drinks. By the time
you can't
that
be
kid,
surprised when,
you can't be surprised when that kid at 11 or whatever, even younger, is obese.
And that was
Is having a hard time finding what true happiness
is. That was me.
Yeah.
What I'm saying. Like I was obese because my folks were, I mean, like bless them. Like they weren't looking out for like, yo, is this guy eating well? They're just like, it's like, whatever, eat whatever. But they're not looking out for...
Dog, and unhealthy food is cheap.
100%.
Unhealthy food is cheap.
Yeah.
And then someone says to you, yo, but eat healthy. And then you're like, oh, gee, I got to go buy fish. And that's why when you go to the hood, you know, you'll see obese people and it's sort of...
Fit cooks are one rand.
Because fat cakes is 1 rand.
Yeah.
And I can buy, for 10 rand, I can buy 10 of them.
Yeah.
And I can have them for breakfast. I can have them for lunch. My keep. I can like.
And now Ara, how's she?
So we like. I mean, and I thank God for my wife because my wife is like the strict parent. She's the one who's like, "Yo, dude." So, you know, my wife is huge on water. We make sure we drink a lot of water. Like my wife, my daughter, very seldomly drinks soft drinks at home.
Yeah,
you know, she drinks soft drinks when we go to McDonald's. And whatever. Yeah. You know, and I say McDonald's and things like that, and people be like, "What? You guys eat McDonald's?"
Yeah,
dude, I'm also a firm believer in like you need to enjoy this life.
No, 100%,
just keep everything balanced.
Yeah,
you know when you're overdoing 100%. Something. Like I'm saying, I can't go to Santon and not leave without a bag of Cinnabons,
bro.
And when you see me, holler at me. Because I'm not even shy. Yeah. I have one in my mouth at that point because I need one for the walk to the car.
Bro, you said something that kind of like sat with me for a bit, that kids are like a sponge, bro.
Yeah, they will be who
bro,
you...
Bro, like, you know, I don't... Like, I go... with my son, bro, it shocks me when it happens, but I'm just like, that statement is so true.
Yeah.
And if we're not aware of it as parents, as a father, whatever, it really, like, we can't be surprised when things happen. I'll go home, bro, and I'll fetch them from school, get back home, and then he'll say to me, so like if say for instance, he'll see me do like push-ups at home, corner whatever, and then I'll just see him like play in the garden with his sisters, and he's just trying the push-up, bro, without me having initiated anything,
boy.
And you have to wonder though, and that's a positive, you have to wonder about the negatives,
right?
On the flip side.
Can I say something about the negatives?
Yeah.
The same way you're like, no, you're not even with your kid.
Yeah.
He's over there doing like little push-ups. My wife and I quickly started to realize how smart kids are.
Yeah.
Is that even when you think kids are not listening. So when you drive, so when me and my wife are driving like this, and we were talking about her new school.
Yeah.
We're like, Ara's new school, da-da-da-da-da, but let's not tell her grandparents because then, we got home, my daughter... straight to my mom's.
Yo.
Yeah, Coco, I go to a new school. Cherry Lane. She got the name on. She got the name right. She got. So kids are always listening, and kids are a sponge,
bro.
I come out from running, my daughter knows. My daughter has this thing that there's. My dad just came back from running. Well, she just calls it gym. Everything is gym.
Yeah.
If I'm in the attire, it's gym.
Yeah.
Whether I'm running or not.
Yeah.
So my daughter understands that. We know I make sure I go outside with my daughter and we run. If my daughter says, "Can we go play ball?" I don't care how tired I am. I'm gonna go. Like,
sure.
I'm just gonna go. Like, we just man. And we have to be that active to be able to expose our kids to such amazing things so that they can be their greatest.
Sure, example.
Like, you know what I mean? A boy of mine, Ruli. Sorry to cut you off. Ruli. I don't know if you know Ruli. His kid is now one of the top under-9 tennis players in the country. They just started taking the kids to the courts on a Saturday.
Mm.
But if you never take your kids to the court just to smack balls around, how are you ever going to know?
Bro, that is me right now. Like,
how you ever know?
With everything, I'm just like...
Because the kid's not going to be like, oh, I want to play tennis.
Yeah. It's a great thing, but it's not an easy thing. I say these things being careful because, you know, there's a privilege that allows to create those options.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even with my son, I'm like, yo, he's probably going to be tall. He's probably going to be like me. I want to expose him to basketball as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Or like when he got to school, like the principal was a staunch, like, big Afrikaner guy, and he was just like, yo, your boy must go into rugby. And I'm just like, nah, I don't know, maybe. Like, and he's big for his age, like, he's massive. Yeah. And like, everyone says he should do something that's really physical. And I'm like, yo, what do I expose him to and what do I do? But I'm just like, but you're right.
Yeah.
It stands what it is. It's like, you have to expose him to as much as possible so that the reference that they have is a better one than what you did as well.
Yeah.
You know, big question. I ask all the dudes that come here,
Is it yours? Yes, she's mine.
Yes, no, she's mine.
She looks just like that.
Yeah. So like, it's a cool, I think it's a serious, good question to ask ourselves, is that how do we become better fathers to raise better kids? Pause, think about it. It's the reason why I asked this is because we have to continue thinking about how do we become better?
Yeah.
Because like the reality of the situation is that when you're 30, 40, you are really honestly just manifesting and just becoming stuff that, you know, you're just becoming who you are.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right,
like it's molded from a very young age.
Yeah.
And then by the time someone is an adult, we get surprised by different behaviors. And you're just like, listen, you have to track back to how, you know, how was this kid in the home?
Right.
And it goes back to us as dads as well.
It probably starts there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So first of all, I think I'd sort of look at being a dad, like being a DOP, which, you know, I don't think I can ever be the best DOP. You know what I mean? So just like being a dad, I don't think I can be like, yeah, I'm the greatest dad on the planet. But what I can do is sort of strive to always be better. You know what I mean? And I also think it starts with, you know, the kind of people you surround yourself with. You know, I have a lot of friends who have kids, and we sort of have the same same way of thinking.
Sure.
You know what I mean? We're all new dads, trying to figure it out as we go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because even if you do come from a good home, which I think that also plays a big part.
Sure.
You know, once you've been thrown in the fire, some of the learning and what you know,
I agree,
goes out the window.
Sure.
You know, so yeah, so I think it's very important to surround yourself with sort of like-minded people and you know, people that you can relate to. That, you know, I belong to this one group on WhatsApp, and I'm not really big on WhatsApp groups, you know, but this one is called Dope Black Dads, right? And it's mushroomed into, I think my boy Msito started it, and he's in like New York, so it's got just dads.
Everyone, yeah.
Dads, you know. Sure. And it's dope black dads, but I don't think it's sort of was for black dads. But they started it as for the young black dads and whatever. And now it's mushroomed and, you know, like I said, I'm not good with groups, but like I read what the cats write, you know, and it's open discussions like, simple things like, my daughter got home yesterday, she said this guy's bullying her. What would you guys do? You know what I mean? So it's always nice to have sort of that sort of point of reference that you can tap into, you know, and see what other people are doing.
Bro, that's cold, That's cold.
Yeah, you know, because, and again, I think as a, trying to be a dad, let's be honest, it's not rocket science, guys. Yeah. It's that... It's weird because you said it's that different kind of love. You know, the love that you have for your kid, you know, for me, is going to drive you to be a better dad. And because I'm for me, like when I see my kid, I just want to be.
Yeah.
So I know that there's points when I think back where there's moments I probably wouldn't have said anything about a certain something. But now because I've got a daughter. I feel like I have to, you know what I mean? Because I have to set a great example, you know,
bro.
I have to be healthy. I have to be healthy so I can be a good dad. You know, I have to teach my daughter the obvious things, guys. Like I'm saying that it's not rocket science. There's obvious things about life that you know are good and some are bad. You know,
that's like
be kind to others, love others. And you can't teach that to your kid if you don't show that to your kid. So I've got to show my kid kindness and I've got to show her love. And she's got to understand that feeling also, that this is what love feels like. That's why when she's around weird characters who, you know, who are not genuine and who are not for her, she can tell.
Yes.
She can be like, these people are bad.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, just every day trying to be better. And it's weird because my daughter has taught me to be a better husband because...
That's cool.
Yeah, because now I watch my mouth when I talk to my wife. Whereas before I could be, you know, even my wife, the way she talks to me, it's a two-way thing.
Yeah.
We've realized that because my daughter's around, it forces us to calm down and just sort the situation out and not sort each other out. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes we're trying to sort each other out. It's like, no, really? Or you think you know?
I learned this thing like a while ago, this principle. They're like, play the ball, not the man.
Play the ball, not the man.
Hey.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you play the ball, I mean, there's one goal with the ball, is to get it into the goal
100%.
Post. You know what I mean? If you play the man, you might get kicked out the game.
Bro, yes, you know ending this thing with like punchline.
I give you a punchline.
Bro, thank you so much, bro, for this time, for your time.
Yo,
man.
Thank you like, for having me.
Really appreciate it. I really dig everything that you said, man. And that's it, folks.
Son of a Son, a podcast about how being better men can help us raise better kids. Hashtag Son of a Son.
This is a POC podcast
powered by Blue Blood.